This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Shauna Tucker was drawn to the cello for rather unglamorous reasons. Playing in her junior high orchestra, it got her out of a lot of boring classes, frankly, and her parents couldn't afford to send her and her siblings to college, so Shauna kept playing the cello as a way to earn a scholarship to Howard University in Washington, D.C. It was in college that Shauna's relationship with her instrument grew strong. Howard introduced her to new musical possibilities, namely jazz, and the freedom of improvisation. She began taking songwriting seriously. Shauna Tucker is now a staple of the music scene in North Carolina. Her solo CD is called Shine, released this year, and she has shared the stage with neo-soul singer Yasra, hip-hop band The Beast, indie folk rocker Greg Humphreys, and many, many others. Today, Shauna Tucker is with us in our studio. She brought some familiar friends, the Raleigh-based jazz quintet, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Welcome back to all of you. It's good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Shauna, now we talked a little bit about how you came to stick with the cello, but how did you get interested in music in the first place?
Defaulting to watching shows back in the day, everybody had a theme song, you know, so we grew up excited to hear, the world don't move to the beat. It's just it's like the opening scene, credits to Different Strokes and Good Times and, you know, Family Ties and all of that. And it's very interesting to recall how much of that is ingrained in you when you start getting around folks of a similar era of growing up. Because theme songs just don't happen anymore. Mm. So we would sing a lot. My brother and I would just kind of battle each other trying to remember the words. It doesn't go like that.
Were you imagining yourself as a musician back in those earliest days?
Absolutely not. No. In public school in New York in the 80s, everybody plays an instrument. That's just a rite of passage in fourth, fifth grade. So, you know, what used to be a given, you just choose an instrument. But it wasn't necessarily something that I thought that I would be doing as a career. Thankfully, nobody was asking me at that age.
Right.
What do you want to be? They probably asked me, but nobody was putting merit on that.
Well, it's because you agreed to play the cello and nobody else would. So they weren't going to kick you out of the band.
That's
true. Here's the thing. So it's one thing to say, all right, this is my ticket to college. But at some point you did take. What happened? How did you begin to take music seriously and see yourself as a musician?
I know that it was kind of a matter of what can you do well, and what do you want to do, and kind of defaulting into, okay, so you have this instrument that, you know, you paid a little bit of money for and it shouldn't get dusty. But when I got to Howard, I was able to start formulating the reality that this doesn't have to be just a hobby thing or something that, you know, almost like a finishing school. Yes, okay, well, I'm going to play. She plays cello. She's, you know, so pretty. She plays cello. You know, it was more than that.
It's really kind of awful when you're playing the cello and someone looks at you and says, you're so pretty.
Yeah,
that's rough,
that means
isn't
something
it?
Totally different. Yikes.
Will you play for us now?
Sure.
And we'll comment after. We'll see how good you look after you play this song,
okay.
Right?
All right. Now I'm going to remind you, we're going to have our stank face on, okay, everybody? This is called No Get Back.
Together with me, no get back, no getting back, no get back, there's no getting back. No get back, there's no getting back, back together with me. Trust was broken from too much water under the bridge, and I was drowning, but you know the truth of the matter really is, I forgive you, and I don't harbor any hate. My heart is so different now, that I'm afraid it's a little too late for. No get back, there's no getting back, no get back, there's no getting back, no get back. There's no getting back, back together with me, no. No, 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 no. There's no get back, there's no getting back, back together with me, no. You know the truth of the matter really is, though I forgive you and I don't harbor any hate, my heart is so different now that I'm afraid it's a little too late for. No get back, there's no getting back, no get back, there's no getting back, no get back, there's no getting back, back together with me, no, no getting back, no getting back, no getting back, no getting back, no, there's no get back, getting back, back together with me.
Shauna Tucker live on the State of Things with Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Her latest CD is called Shine. She's going to be at the Casbah in Durham on August 20th, but here with us today, No Get Back. And so many, and you know, y'all don't look that good now. Now that you play that well, you have just diminished your beauty because of the brilliance of that song. That's how that works.
Thank you. I think that's a compliment.
That's the best
Thank
backhanded
you.
Compliment you've ever received. It's a wonderful song. Yeah. It's a great CD. And you got interested. Were you interested in jazz, or is that what had happened at Howard when you saw the jazz? I mean, how had you been trained, and what kind of music were you playing up until then?
Mostly classical, yeah. Up till Howard, and then, you know, we have student recital every Fridays, and the jazz students at Howard are always been bad in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Just very inspiring, and to the point where it made me think, okay, I know I don't really like playing classical cello because the level of pressure for perfection was something that didn't sit well with me. But when I saw jazz as an improvisational freedom, you know, it's not to say that there's not structure, but it just seemed like something that's a lot easier to.
Well, I could press you on that a little bit, because the idea of perfection, it seems to me, there's certainly precision in jazz to make it right. And this notion of perfection, it means, I mean, you're talking about what standard you're holding yourself against. And jazz has absolute high quality standards. It's just that there's not only one way to do it.
Right. A professor at the time, Grady Tate, said, you know, you have to learn what to do before you learn what not to do. Mm-hmm. You have to learn what is supposed to be before you can fill in the spaces. So, yeah, you're right. There's plenty of precision. And I know plenty of jazz cats that are like, you know, perfection is the only thing, you know.
A lot of your songs are autobiographical. And that one was as well, No Get Back. What's the story behind that?
No Get Back was probably the final Dear John sort of farewell anthem for a long-term relationship that I had ended, or that was ending. And it's, you know, the kind of sentiment of, okay, I don't know any other way to say this. And I don't, you know, so let me put it in a song. And a lot of folks, male and female, are like, oh, yeah, no, get fingers start waving and the neck starts going, you know.
Will you do another song for us?
Actually, I'd like to take this time to introduce Mr. Lamb and them.
Sure thing.
They're
Yeah, yeah, because you've been on the show before, too.
We have,
great
Frank.
To have you back.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, we're doing a show with Shauna at the Casbah on the 20th, and we're really, really excited about it. And we're going to play one of my original tunes. This is Remora Tango for you, so I hope you dig it.
Thank you.
Peter Lamb and the Wolves, who, along with Shauna Tucker, will be at the Casbah on the 20th to help Shauna celebrate her CD release. Her new CD is called Shine. That song was called Remora Tango. And we don't have too much time left, Shauna, but I know that you've got a big gig coming up at the North Carolina Museum of Art in Raleigh to celebrate 30 Americans. Tell us about it.
Sure. We've just this kind of very thankfully put together something surrounding the closing weekend, which is Labor Day weekend, and we're going to be performing on Friday the 2nd. It's just a great free all ages family way to get folks to come on out and see this wonderful exhibit, this spectacular exhibit featuring 75 of the contemporary African American artists. So we're going to be playing in the City Block exhibit, which is adjacent to the 30 Americans, and folks should come out and see and hear for free.
Get out, hear the music, see the art. And thank you all so much for being on the program today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Going to play us out, I know, but first let me say that Shauna Tucker's debut CD is called Shine. You can see her play live August 20th at the Casbah in Durham, then given a special concert at the North Carolina Museum of Art for the closing weekend of 30 Americans on September 2nd. For more information, visit Shauna Tucker, shaunatucker.com, but it's spelled S-H-A-N-A, tucker.com. That's the state of things. This is North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once more, Shauna Tucker and Peter Lamb of the Wolves.
I met you on the 9th, a classic case of seeing you across the crowded room, except it was a church. We were playing a tune, right at asked for, but when she walked down the aisle, and strangely enough, the song was the first time I ever saw your face. And in the days that followed, we discovered a soulmate compatibility. You were mine and I yours, no questions asked. That's just how it was. Then one day all that changed when you called me up and said that the fear of losing me was greater than the pain of letting go. On this my November, when my world seemed brand new, because I was loving you, and I knew you loved me too.